This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're glad to have you with us today. We're going to be teaching some good stuff from the Word of God that we invite you to stay with us. And at the end of the program, we'll tell you how you can get all these teachings. These are usually ongoing teachings. And so we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid, and we'll tell you how to do that at the end of the show. We're glad to have you with us, and now we're going to go into the teaching. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries today. We're talking today on our series about how to walk in divine health. Does God warn us whenever we're going to have a problem? Does God speak to us? Does He give us things to warn us, to keep us from getting hurt? Well, it's obvious from the Scripture He does. And He speaks to us in many ways. Let's come to the Father. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, as we read and study Your Word today, may You reveal to us the mighty truths of the Word of the living God, so we'll learn to hear from You, so we will not sin against You, so we won't have to die early or have sickness and disease. Father, thank You for Your mighty Word. Bless it to us in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, we're in chapter 33 of the book of Job, and the translation of the Word of God that I am reading out of this time is the NLT, the New Living Translation. This is so very easy to read. Of course, the King James says the same thing. If you really get the two side by side and compare them, you will see they say exactly the same thing. But it's much easier to miss the simple interpretation or simple meaning of this. It's easy to miss it in the King James, much easier to miss it than it is in the NLT. The NLT, if you're paying attention at all, God's going to get your attention. But this is His Word. I want you to think, as we are thinking about God speaking to us or warning us, as Elihu was showing Job here, it says, "But God speaks to us again and again, though people do not recognize it." Now, there's something that you need to get a hold of here. God does speak to us, and He speaks to us again and again. Now, I might talk a little bit about the ways God speaks to us. Number one, He speaks to us through His Word. If you want to hear God's Word, hear His voice, just speak it out loud as you read His Word, and you will be hearing God's voice, because this Word is the voice of God. So as He warns us through His Word, many of us hear it right out of the Word of God, listen to it, and obey it. But He will speak to us through His Word. Another way He speaks to us is by His Spirit. Now, it's when the Holy Spirit speaks to our spirit, and our spirit communicates with our man, and we think it's a thought. Now then, those thoughts, they can either be God speaking to you, they can be your own thoughts, or they can be coming from the enemy, the devil. The battleground is in the man. That's where the devil, he talks to you through your mind also. So you have to kind of really be careful of which one of these two voices you're listening to, because you can get in trouble. A lot of times, just your own flesh. In other words, your flesh. It's a constant battle that whenever the Spirit's speaking to you, telling you to do something, and yet your flesh don't want to do it. I mean, like on Sunday morning. Sunday morning, you wake up, and maybe it's cold outside, or maybe it's raining outside, or whatever. And your flesh will say, "Oh, after all, don't you know you're so tired? Just stay in bed and sleep in. You don't need to go to church today." But your spirit man will say, "You lazy critter, you get out of that bed. You want to go to church." Now, you're going to listen to one of those two voices. And the one you listen to is the one you've been feeding the most. Now, if you've been reading and studying the Word of God and feeding your spirit man spiritual food, which is the Word of God, then your spirit man's going to win out and you're going to go to church. But if you haven't, then your flesh man is going to win out, and you're going to stay at home and stay in bed. So that's the way you can determine which one you're listening to. Of course, the enemy, he will help you. you know, he will help you stay in bed. He don't want you to go to church either. But God speaks to us again and again through many ways. I'll give you another example of how God speaks. In fact, the other day, just recently, I was having trouble with a furnace, a gas furnace, only a couple of years old, and it quit lighting. So I went over and pulled the cover off and had a little code on that little control there, flashing two little blinks. Well, I knew that was a code too, but I didn't know what a code too meant. I went to find my code book. I couldn't find it. I called the people I bought it from. They didn't have one. I called the manufacturer, and they couldn't find nobody could get through to me where they could get the information. I could write to them, and they'd send me another book, but that would take days, and I didn't want to do that. So I knew I had the book somewhere at home, and I went and looked for it everywhere, couldn't find it. Finally, I'm sitting there in my office at my computer, and I'm really kind of frustrated. I've looked everywhere I think that book could be, and I haven't found it. All of a sudden, one of my men from the church walks in, and he said, "Thurman," he said, "how's things going?" And I said, "Well, not too good right now." I said, "I'm kind of frustrated." I said, "I'm looking for a code book, and I can't find it anywhere." He said, "Well, my pastor," and of course I am his pastor, he said, "my pastor would say, have you prayed about that yet?" And I told him, I said, "Dave, you're absolutely right. I cannot believe I've not asked God to help me here." I said, "Father, forgive me for not doing everything in prayer with thanksgiving like you commanded me to do in your word." So I repented. I said, "Lord, I need to know, Father, in Jesus' name, where that book is." I said, "Father, thank you for showing me where that book is in Jesus' name." Immediately when I said, "Thank you, Lord," there was a thought came into my mind that it's in a certain place in a certain room. I got up from my desk, walked around, walked into that room, walked to that exact place, and there was that book. I thought, wow, how God speaks to us, his children. Many of us don't even know he speaks to us. But let me tell you, God speaks to us again and again. Now then, look at what he says here. As Elihu was talking, he said God speaks to them again and again, though they do not recognize it. Then he said he speaks, after he speaks this way, you don't hear it. Then he says he speaks in dreams and visions of the night when deep sleep falls on people as they lie in their bed. He whispers in their ear and terrifies them with his warnings. He causes them to change their minds. He keeps them from pride. Now think about this. He keeps them from the grave, from crossing over the river of death. Now, wait a minute. What all is God doing here? He spoke to us again and again, and we didn't hear him. Or at least most of the time, we don't even recognize it's God. He speaks to us again and again and again, and he warns us, and he tells us what to do. And many times, we absolutely refuse to listen to these thoughts that keep coming to our mind. How many times in my life have I ministered to a woman that was in a very difficult marriage, married to a man that did not believe in the promises of God? Maybe even he was an alcoholic when she married him, and she knew it. And maybe I even told her myself, "Don't marry this guy. You know, he's not the one for you." The reason Jesus said, you as a believer are not to be unequally yoked. Now, if you're unequally yoked, if you're a believer, you should never even date, if you're single, you should never date a person that's not a believer in Jesus Christ. That should be the first question you ask before you ever ask a person, "Would you like to go do something? Would you like to go on a date?" Don't ever ask anybody for a date until you find out, are they a spirit-filled believer in Jesus Christ? Now then, of course, that's if you're a believer in Jesus Christ. Now, if you're a believer in Jesus Christ, the King says you're not to be unequally yoked. But how many times in my life have I seen women come to me and they were unequally yoked? I told them, start off, don't marry this guy. You know he's an alcoholic. You know he don't go to church. But I'll change him. When he marries me, he'll do things for me. Look, let me speak to you. If you can't get him to do it for you when you're going with him, you certainly can't get him to do it for you after you marry him. He'll get worse instead of getting better. That's the way it always is. But anyway, a lot of these people, they have went ahead and disobeyed the voice of God. Although he said in his word, he spoke to them in his word. He said, do not be unequally yoked. In other words, if you're a Christian, you're to marry a Christian. If that person's not a Christian, in fact, I'll even go further. If you're a Christian and you're of a certain denomination, you know, if you're a Church of Christ, don't marry a Catholic. If you're a Catholic, don't marry a Church of Christ. If you're a Church of Christ, don't marry a Baptist. You know, right on down the line. If you're a Baptist, don't marry a Pentecostal. You know, be equally yoked. At least go to the other person's church to see if you can agree with what they're teaching, and you'll be able to go to church with them, because when the two of you get married, you're going to become one flesh, and you're going to need to go places and do things together. I hate to see a woman comes to church, and she said, well, yeah, my husband's a Christian, but he's a Catholic, and he don't believe anything we teach in God's Word as people that are just non-denominational, so he will not come to church over here. But yeah, he goes to church over in his Catholic church every Sunday. That's why I'm saying that's not equally yoked. If you're a Catholic, it'd be better off you married a Catholic. If you're a Baptist, it'd be better off you married a Baptist. But for sure, if you're a Christian, at least make sure the person you're marrying or dating is a Christian. Don't get off into those unbelievers, because it will never work. Now then, the scripture says here, as God spoke to us again and again through his spirit and through other people and through his word, many people don't recognize it. So it says when they don't, God sends dreams and visions. Now then, think about this. If you're a child of God and you've never had a dream or a vision, well, you didn't recognize God was talking to you. If you've never had a vision, you probably never spent much time with God. I've had multitudes of visions in my life. I think about the visions that God has spoken to me and how he warns us and how he saves us and how I think about the things that we have today that are there for the benefit of the people. Those things have come through godly men that God has given them dreams and visions. I think about a piece of equipment. When I used to be an engineer out in the workplace, I think about a piece of equipment that I designed and put on a vehicle, a truck, a catering truck. Now, we had designed this platform with a special set of rollers at a special angle to roll out automatically as a safety net to keep people from falling when they couldn't get within 3 feet of an airplane because of the door that opened out.
We have to stop right there, but if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106, 940-242-2106, or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org. And there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.